T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Need any friend? And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
I'm sorry, but I love the Lionel Richie. And if that makes me a bad human being,
don't apologize for it.
Or if I have to give up some sort of heavy metal card, I'll give it up. Because I love Lionel Richie.
From the text line, widget guy's my new favorite color. Now I want to know what kind of widgets he makes.
Okay, I looked it up. Okay. A widget is a nondescript.
It's a widget.
Let me finish a sentence.
A widget is a widget.
A widget is a widget. That's right.
I need a description.
It's a nondescript piece of material in manufacturing. It could be any number of things. Mm-hmm. It's just, hey, we need this piece here to connect these two larger pieces that have names.
Right.
We need a widget.
Right.
And so you have to have a widget maker to make the widget that right. puts the two pieces that have names together and makes them work in a piece of machinery.
Yeah.
That's a widget.
Thank you for explaining that.
Okay.
No one knew that, but go ahead, Kara.
Did you guys hear the scuffle between Mark Burnett, the producer, and Tom Arnold? They were at a pre-Emmy party last night.
Uh-oh. Like a real scuffle?
Tom Arnold tweeted out that he was choked by Mark Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, come on, who doesn't want to choke Tom Arnold, right?
Mark Burnett's wife, Roma Downey, tweeted out a picture of her hand with a big old bruise on it and saying that Tom Arnold attacked them. He has now filed a police report.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, you know where this comes from, don't you? Tom Arnold is doing like a series on TV.
Yes, the hunt for the Trump tapes.
Mm-hmm. And he swears that there are Trump tapes, and this is the only time we're going to get into Trump today. I'm not going to do it. I won't fall for it. Nice try, Kara Markser. Tom Arnold swears that there are tapes of Donald Trump on camera, but not being for
the
air.
Audio.
Not for air.
Mm-hmm.
Of him using the N-word. Very misogynistic terminology
on the
during
Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
Which Burnett produces.
That Mark Burnett knows about, still has copies of.
And is apparently in a vault somewhere.
Yeah.
I think this is an urban legend, and here's why. And I've said this behind the scenes for months. If those tapes existed of Donald Trump using the N-word.
Out.
Now, do I think he's used that word? Yes. If those tapes existed, they would have come out during the election. I believe that.
Access Hollywood.
Somebody would have leaked. In Hollywood? Are you kidding me? Someone would have leaked the tape. I don't think it exists.
I mean,
End of story.
It's not like Mark Burnett sits at home with his own private vault with all the awful things that Donald Trump may or may not have said off.
Right. Because they didn't know
cutting
back
room
then
floor kind of material.
We would be here now. From the text line, Kara, was it a scuffle or a kerfuffle?
Ooh.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Which is?
Well, a scuffle, I think, involves actual physical contact, where a kerfuffle does not.
Okay.
A kerfuffle could be a verbal assault upon one another, where a kerfuffle can escalate into a scuffle, but a scuffle cannot de-escalate into a kerfuffle.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. In this case, then, that would definitely be a scuffle if you were to believe the tweets.
Yeah, not a kerfuffle.
Got it.
Not to be confused with a kerfuffle.
Got it.
It's a scuffle.
Also, kerfuffle is an awesome word.
It is an awesome
totally
word.
Totally awesome.
But it's not a scuffle.
It's not a widget.
Correct.
Yeah. So, anyway, I digress.
You do digress.
Oh, did you see this?
Are you watching the Emmys tonight, Dana?
No.
Who is?
I don't know anybody that watches them.
All they do is give the awards to shows that I've never seen. Game of Thrones is up for like 6. I've never seen a single episode.
Well, isn't the guys SNL? Aren't they hosting?
It'll be funny.
I don't know why we're snapping at each other.
I'm trying to think of their names. Colin Jost and Michael Che.
The Weekend Update guys?
Yeah, I love them.
They're fine. It's not Tina Fey.
A German triathlete has been banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant after eating nearly 100 plates.
Of sushi?
Jaroslav Bobrowski, an Ironman competitor visiting Running Sushi in Landshut, Bavaria, which is down in the south, he walked in for a never-ending meal. According to The Local, that's the paper, Bobrowski went to the restaurant, paid his $18.49 for the buffet. When I went to check out, I wanted a tip, but the waiter did not want to accept it, Bobrowski said. The former bodybuilder sat down at a table and started eating and did not stop until he had consumed nearly 100 plates of sushi. He eats for 5 people. This is not normal, says the restaurant owner. Bobrowski, who works as a software engineer by day, follows an extreme diet where he does not eat for 20 hours and then eats until I'm full. The until I'm full part is apparently what drove the restaurant to ban the athlete for life. The owner told Bobrowski personally that he was no longer allowed to eat there because of his habit. I am banned from now on because I eat too much.
Wait a minute.
Says Bobrowski.
Doesn't all you can eat
indicate all you can eat?
All you can eat. It doesn't say all you can eat, asterisk, unless you're this guy and you're eating 5 plates. It says all you can eat.
5 plates? He ate 100 plates
Whatever.
Of sushi.
Then you have to say
limit
sort
10.
Of all you can eat, limit 10.
Update on the story when you were gone from Hawaii. If you ever needed proof that good people still do walk on this planet, a Grandview Church's heartache over the theft of a favorite old van was anonymously washed away this week. Someone who did not want to be known saw the story about the Southview Christian Church's van. It had been stolen. It was a 15-passenger van with all the bells and whistles. Church members got to see their new van after the service on Sunday, and they put it on their Facebook page to the person that saw our story on the news and decided that Southview should have a new van to replace our stolen one.
Oh.
Thank you. Their old forest green van was stolen last weekend as it was being used to help set up for Grandview's music festival. The church asked that if anyone saw the van, flag down the owner and invite them back to church with us. All will be forgiven. The van has not been returned.
Oh.
But the church is now sending thanks to the anonymous donor for your kind heart, and we hope to express our appreciation to you that someday, in person, we will meet in heaven.
That's fantastic.
There are good people on this planet, I'm telling you right now.
And really good people in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. And in crime-ridden Grandview. Right, Rod?
You said it wrong.
I'm sorry. Crime-free Grandview.
Beautiful crime-free
That's
Grandview.
That's right, crime-free Grandview. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny about that?
Mm.
I never lock the doors to my car because my car is a POS.
Yeah. It doesn't even have a front. It doesn't even have
No, the front end's broken off of it. Yeah. It also has an anti-theft device, which is it's a manual transmission.
So true.
So no one can drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in it worth taking.
Yeah.
I How now do you text and eat French fries with a manual?
You don't. So now I have to start locking my car because twice now I've caught my son and his friends playing in my car.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Like in the driveway, which is at a like 57 degree angle.
Oh, what do you mean they're playing?
Let's not do that.
You didn't ever play in your parents' cars?
Yeah, there's 3 10-year-old kids in my car, like pretending to drive and climbing over the seats and crap.
Yeah.
Which part of me doesn't care, but the other part of me is like, dude, you're going to roll out in the street.
Until you pop it into gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, that scares me to death.
We were always in my mom's station wagon. Always.
What were you doing?
I don't know.
Pretending to drive?
Sometimes. So she used to have these seats that would flip up on the sides in the very, very back. And so we'd get in there and we'd store stuff underneath the seats and hide it in there and then play hide and seek.
Oh, that's where you hid your stash?
Yeah, it was good times.
Do you know that I remember one of my freakiest, scariest childhood memories? I was in my grandmother's front bedroom, just doing, I don't even know what I was doing. I was probably, let's say I was 10. And I just had this weird feeling. And I looked out the large front bay window. I just pulled back the curtain. And I see Austin in my grandfather's old antique pickup truck. His head is looking over his shoulder. And that truck is reversing straight toward the house. He popped it into gear. Or out of gear.
Oh.
In gear or out of gear? Whatever. He was in there playing in the truck. And his knee hit whatever. And I start screaming, Austin's in the truck! Austin's in the truck! And oh my gosh, you had never seen adults jump up and run out faster. And I remember watching my grandfather fling that door open and hit the brake. He was always doing stuff like that. Where I'm just like...
Can you drive a stick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a few years, but yeah.
Okay.
It would probably take me just a few minutes to remember how to do it well, but I can do it. My first car was a stick. Actually, my first and second cars were both sticks.
Okay.
They don't even really sell them like that anymore, do they?
Rod's got one.
Well,
yeah, they do. Just a few.
I don't think there are a lot of makes and models readily available on the lot that are sticks.
They say this cat chef's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
But I'm talking about chef.
It says here that this is Homer Simpson at a buffet, all you can eat, but it's not. There we go.
Hey, what's this? Fugu.
It is bluefish, sir. But I should warn you that one...
Come on, pal. Fugu me!
Okay. All right. Okie dokie. You know, a lot of things look like a zero. An old car tire, a hula hoop, a bagel. Yes, a bagel. Now, you've probably thought I just lost my mind, and maybe that's what some people thought when my good friend Stewie Rosenblum with American Mortgage introduced what he calls his bagel loan. Bagel loan because it looks like a zero. And Stewie offers his refinancing with zero fees. His phones, by the way, have been ringing off the hook. If you're in the market to refinance your home, and so many are, with rates where they currently stand, make sure that when you get home tonight, Google bagel loan. It'll take you straight to Stewie and American Mortgage. Let me give you his number. And when I tell you that, I'm giving you his personal cell phone number. It's 816-585-1955. 816-585-1955. Or check Stewie out online at stuartsamc.com. That's Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, stuartsamc.com. And make sure you tell him Scott Parks told you to ask about the bagel loan. Stewie and American Mortgage. I promise you this is a call you will not regret. And before we forget, he does have an NMLS number. It is 267-567.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. That's really, really where
I'm going.
Next
story here from CNN.
If I ever get out of here,
not sure how I feel about this one. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have hit the defendant they call the Dine and Dash Dater.
Oh, Rob, wait till you hear this.
With four new felony counts of extortion. Paul Gonzalez, 45 years old, is accused of 11 counts of extortion, two counts of attempted extortion, for allegedly luring women to nice restaurants, ordering food, and then vanishing, sticking them with the bill. The public defender's office will not return calls for comments, says one alleged victim, it was humiliating. I was frustrated. It just left me in a bad place. Jane, as she prefers to be called, said she wrote a check for $218 to Houston's restaurant in Pasadena after Gonzalez, Paul Gonzalez, allegedly walked out on the bill. She recalls how they met on the dating site Bumble. We chatted back and forth. He was charming. He said, why not meet me somewhere? Jane said Gonzalez ordered drinks and the most expensive item on the menu. The Houston's website lists its top item as a steak for $48. Jane says Gonzalez told her when he first sat down for dinner, he would have to make a phone call later to check on his aunt who was in the hospital. After the meal, Gonzalez made his call and disappeared.
I'm guessing he didn't have an aunt that was in the hospital either.
He left after most of his food was gone. I've never seen anybody eat so fast. It didn't occur to her that someone would walk out on her. That just never came to mind. what is he benefiting from, really? Is that all you want, a free meal?
Free steak. I love that he orders the most expensive thing on the menu and then dashes. But now, let me ask you something, Scott. Okay. Is it dining and dashing if only one party dashes?
No.
It's not really dining
and
dashing.
I don't think he's committed a crime.
It's dining and aborting a date.
It's dating and dashing.
It's dating and dashing. I don't know that there's a crime here.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, he must have ordered some really expensive drinks because the most expensive item on the menu is a steak for $48. She claims, Jane, that's the name she wants to go by, claims that Mr. Gonzalez ordered the most expensive item on the menu. That's a steak for $48. Okay? The bill was $218.
Well, if the bill was like $170, it's a $40 tip. That's where you get over $200. The bill was $175. She tipped 20%.
How do you even get to $175 if his dinner was $48 and he ordered the most expensive?
Well, there's this thing called tax, so his meal wasn't exactly $48.
And I think you're
missing
the larger point.
She probably had a meal that was close to that.
Is it illegal?
And then the two of them had drinks.
All right. Is it illegal if you're on a date that you don't like? Is it illegal to walk out?
To put on your street clothes and leave at halftime?
Yeah, to basically put on your street clothes and leave at halftime of your date.
I don't think it's illegal. I think
he's broken no law.
I think it's a jerk thing to do because here's my
Absolutely,
question,
it's
Scott.
It's a jerk thing.
Did they have an upfront discussion and some kind of contract that he was responsible for paying the tab?
No.
If it's just assumed on a first date that the man is paying the tab, then I don't think you can go after him for damages. She assumed.
Damages? Dana, what are you talking about? The Los Angeles DA is charging him.
I don't think.
With extortion.
There's a case here. I don't.
He's broken no law. He's a jerk. Let's be clear about that. He's a jerk. But he's broken no law. Extortion?
Well, there's a pattern of jerkness. There's a pattern. How many women have been duped?
I believe it's, he's charged with 11 counts of extortion.
So 11 women go on a date with this guy, Kara. And at halftime of the meal, he says, oh my gosh, I have to call my sick aunt. Bye-bye. How many people meeting online get up and walk out of a date? It happens every single day in America.
I'm sure it does.
Did you ever walk out?
No.
To the newsroom, 576-7798. Here is Kara Markser.
The battle ramps up over Judge Kavanaugh. That's next.
Go into Volkswagen Elise Summit right now and ask them to see Dana's car, the Tiguan, and let me tell you why. They are doing a huge sale right now. They call it the Switch and Sale Model and Clearance. Ask to see Dana's car, that Tiguan, and you will save. If you switch into a 2017 right now, you will save up to $7,000 off MSRP in dealer discounts. Do not miss this model in clearance sale while supplies last. You've heard me raving about the Atlas, hands down my favorite car out there. Someone asked me the other day, I don't want a minivan. What should I look at? I'm in the market for a new car, a girlfriend of mine on Facebook. I said, run, do not walk, go test drive that Atlas. Right now, the 2018 7-passenger Atlas is $5,000 off MSRP at Volkswagen of Lee Summit when you switch and save. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Get details at vwleesummit.com or get into Volkswagen of Lee Summit. A quick hop, skip, and a jump off I-470 and Colburn Road. vwleesummit.com. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. No one's backing down in the escalating battle over President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Democrats are criticizing a GOP leader's push to have the Senate Judiciary Committee interview nominee Brett Kavanaugh and an accuser about allegations of attempted sexual assault back in the 80s. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is describing the situation as an 11th-hour attempt to derail Kavanaugh's nomination.
Now, an accusation of 36-year-old misconduct dating back to high school has been brought forward at the last minute in an irregular manner.
Senator Chuck Schumer says he doesn't want to see the accuser's name dragged through the mud. A Missouri teenager has died, another in critical condition, after a car they were in went into a creek in Atchison County, Kansas, over the weekend. Three other teens were able to escape. 17-year-old Zachary Armontrout died today at a Kansas City hospital, and 16-year-old Reagan Moger of Houston, Texas, remains in critical condition. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. And let me tell you a little story about a couple in Lenexa, Jimmy and Babs, who were wanting to sell their home in Lenexa. And no luck until they heard about Chip Glennon on the radio. Chip's powerful marketing strategy created immediate results. Imagine how excited Jimmy and Babs were when in just 5 days, Chip and his team produced multiple showings and offers selling their home for, get this, $460,000. I'm telling you, Chip is the guy to call to sell your home. Is your home still on the market? Are the offers you're receiving lower than what you wanted, what you expected? Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. No risk, at least not to you. Chip will let you out of your contract at any time. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and that I would call if I needed to sell my home. Call Chip Glennon today, 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556, or online at kcguarantee.com. kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
Mostly clear skies. Temperatures will drop through the 80s down to near 70 by tomorrow morning. A sun-cloud mixture during the afternoon on Tuesday, high of 90. Heat index in the lower 90s, and about the same on Wednesday. Not too breezy. South winds picking up at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperature on your Wednesday, 91 degrees. Heat relief does come in starting Thursday with a chance of rain. Cooler air moves in for the weekend. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. KMBZ Weather.
Hey, it's 90 right now at KCI, 89 in Lee's Summit, 89 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Want to weigh in? The phone number is 576-7798. I'm not saying this guy's a nice guy. He's not. If the allegations are to be believed, he is a jerk. A real jerk.
Not against the law.
But let me set this back up. There's a guy named Paul Gonzalez in Los Angeles, California. As if there's another one. He's 45 years old. Apparently, he likes to go on Bumble and find women that apparently find him attractive. And they talk back and forth, and they do the Bumble thing, whatever that is. I've never been on Bumble, and I don't want to. And he says at some point, hey, let's meet up and have some dinner. They agree. They go out. He orders some drinks. He orders the most expensive thing on the menu. Inevitably, he says, you know, I do need to make one quick phone call. Will you excuse me? I need to check on my aunt. She's in the hospital. And he walks away, leaving his unsuspecting date with the check.
Can I ask you something,
He's
Scott?
Dating and dashing, not dining and dashing, which would be against the law. Go ahead. Yes, please, Rod.
If there was a woman named Paula Gonzalez, and Paula Gonzalez went out on the internet on Bumble or whatever and chose a guy to text back and forth with. They decided they liked each other, and they go to a restaurant to have dinner. She orders the lobster bisque. Halfway through the meal, she's like, excuse me, I have to use the restroom, and she leaves. And she does this 14 times. Does any judge take up this case? Does any prosecutor go after this woman?
No.
No, she's a woman. It's her prerogative.
Rob brings up a good point. Change the name from Paul Gonzalez to Paula.
Okay.
And there would not be charges brought.
However.
What?
Is there not, right or wrong, an implied understanding on a first date, the woman will not be stuck with the entire bill? I think there, you know, we have moved forward, okay?
So what you're trying to say is there an understanding on the first date that the man will be stuck with the entire bill?
The implied understanding in this day and age is that you will either go Dutch on the first date, totally fine, or
the man will pay.
There is never an implied understanding that a woman will get stiffed with the bill.
Well, but Dana, we're in a new era where you guys want to be treated as equals, apparently.
Well, but being treated as equal if you're paying for the bill and he stays and you have a lovely evening is one thing. Getting stiffed when he leaves at halftime is another. And I will tell you this, call me sexist because I know you will. If I go on a first date with a man,
you expect him to pay.
And the bill is placed in the center and no one takes it, so I take it, it's over.
Mm.
Out of the gate, it's over.
Why?
Because I'm still traditional about certain things.
Well, maybe he's post-traditional, and he thinks that women should pay for the first date.
On a first date, you don't think that says something about a man?
Well, of course it does,
Dana. Who will sit
there
and let the woman pay for the date?
Nope. Of course it is.
You know what it says to me? He wants someone to take care of him. Move on. It ain't going to be me.
What I'm saying is, has he committed a crime? And the answer is no.
I don't think so. I think it's deception. I think it's deceptive. I don't think it's illegal.
All right. It is deceptive.
Okay.
But to say it's deception would imply that there's a crime.
Is there a crime of deception?
That is a form of fraud that he's committed some sort of dating fraud.
But if there's a pattern, I can see the prosecutor's point that there's a pattern. Do I think he will end up going to jail or having to pay restitution? No.
Dana, is there a pattern? Yes. Is there a pattern of behavior that is not criminal? Yes. If for this to be a crime, the state legislature would have to make it a crime. And I would argue walking out on a date cannot, should not, and never will be a crime.
All right, listen to this from the text line. If there is intent to defraud, meaning, Scott.
Prove intent.
He goes, well, if he does it 11 times in a row.
Maybe it's 11 times and it's just not the woman he wants. He's very peculiar.
From the text
line,
if there is intent, I think there may be a case because his intent is to never complete the date. His intent is to skip out. His intent is to stiff the woman with a $250 bill 11 times. Mm. This texter says, I think there might be a case.
How do you prove the intent? He could argue, and as his attorney, I would easily win. Do you want to put your 11 defendants on the stand or prosecutorial witnesses on the stand and have me go through them and prove that they just weren't his type? Maybe there was something that one little peculiar thing about each one of them that just set off. Listen, do I think that he was scamming these chicks? Yes. But could I win this as a defense lawyer? You bet. Every day of the week and twice on a Sunday. Because he's committed no crime. You willingly and willfully went to dinner with this man. He didn't like you.
Well, he sure liked the steak.
He walked out.
He didn't order Tito's. He ordered Grey Goose.
If a woman walks out on a date, what do you think? She didn't like him. She didn't feel comfortable. There was something about him that set her off, that maybe raised a red flag. Well, maybe with these 11 women, and again, I think he was scamming them, by the way, but you could argue in court and win with each one of these women. There was just something that set off a red flag for me, and I didn't like them, and I didn't want to spend the rest of the night with them, so I just got up and left, and that is not a crime. Charles in Green Valley. Charles, hello.
Hi, Charles.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hi, go ahead.
Walking out on a date is not against the law, but when you walk into a restaurant, you are responsible for paying for your meal unless it is stated up front that the other party is paying for the meal. Mm. Once he went into the restaurant and ordered food, he is responsible for paying for that meal.
For at least his meal.
For paying her. Yeah, he's responsible for paying for his, correct.
And but Charles, responsible for, to yes. Scott's point, if a man and a woman go out on a very first day, there's generally no discussion up front with the restaurant mm-mm. or between the two parties that, hey, by the way, before we order, you are paying, right? There's usually no upfront discussion about it, which goes back to my point that it is generally assumed on a first date that either the man will pay or the tab will be split.
The assumption is that the tab will be split unless the man states that he will pay.
Is it?
No, that is simply not. Charles, you know better than that. You know that that is simply not true. The assumption is always that the man is going to pay on the first date.
Let me ask you this, Scott. What if they went into a clothing store together on their first date? They stopped at a clothing store before they went to eat.
Oh, and he grabs a sweater.
He grabs a sweater and sticks it under his arm and walks out. And he says, "Oh, well, she was going to pay for it." It's the same idea.
That is a great analogy.
That is a terrible analogy.
Scott, you and I go into a store. You buy a T-shirt. I buy a T-shirt. He walks out with his shirt. I go up to pay for my shirt. He's still committed a crime.
Correct.
That is a horrible
If they say to me, hey, he just walked out with his shirt. You need to pay for his shirt. I'd go, no, I don't.
Yeah, horrible or not, the law states that if you order a meal in a restaurant, you are to assume you are going to pay for it unless somebody else admits to covering that bill for you, whether you're male or female.
Does the law really state that?
Yeah. You look up restaurant law. If you go into a restaurant and order a meal, it doesn't matter if you're with a party at 10 or by yourself. You are to assume you are paying that bill by yourself, unless when the waitress or waiter comes up to your table and they generally say, is this all on the same check or is it individual? If somebody says, no, it's all on the same check, then they are responsible for it. But
now, wait a minute. Whoa, Charles, hang on now. Let's say that you and I are on a date, okay?
Okay.
Charles, you and I are on a date. We sit down, and I plan to date and dash on you, okay?
Okay.
The waiter comes over and says, good evening. Here, you know, what can we get you to drink, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, is this all on one check or two checks? And I say, well, it's on one check. I have not said that I'm paying. I'm just saying that it's on one check. That check happens to be your check. But I didn't say I was paying for it.
In that situation, yes, it would be correct. If somebody says it's all on one check, then it is the other party's responsibility to say, and who is paying? Who is the party that's paying for that check?
That never happens. That never happens.
Right, because if he said, yeah, it's all on one check, and she didn't specify, are you the one paying, are you picking up the bill, then yes, she could be liable for the meals, but... and unless that was stated up front, and with 11 cases, it would be hard to prove. I'm sure all 11 women would state the same thing, that they never agreed to pay for the meal. So it would be hard to prove.
But you don't have to agree to pay for the meal if all I say, Charles, is it's on one check.
It's a technicality.
A technicality that gets me walking free in about 15 minutes.
It would depend on the judge, and if it would go to a jury, it would depend on the judge.
Okay. All right.
Now, do I think most prosecutors wouldn't mess with this? Yes. Gene Peters Baker's not going to go after some guy doing this 11 times. They would probably send out a consumer warning.
There is no such thing as restaurant law, by the way.
There is implied behavior.
Implied behavior is not illegal. You guys have to understand that there is a law. And there are things that are not against the law. Walking out on a date is not against the law. How many women in America should be brought up on criminal charges because something happened at that table that made them feel uncomfortable? Are we going to go charging every woman that stiffs a date and just says, I'm going to go powder my nose? And by powder my nose, I mean go home. I mean, if it's good for the goose, it has to be good for the gander. If a woman can walk out on a date and stiff him with the check
11 times in a row.
Well.
And then change his phone number, by the way.
Well, maybe he wasn't comfortable.
With Sprint and then Verizon and then T-Mobile.
Correct. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And don't spend life suffering from an injury or some chronic pain. Dr. Kendra Pearson and her skilled medical rehab and chiropractic team at Northland Physical Medicine can get you back to a pain-free life. Their advanced chiropractic and medical techniques and individualized treatments can take care of all of your issues. I became a huge fan after meeting Dr. Kendra and her husband and their staff and touring her facility, Northland Physical Medicine. They'll set you on the path to a healthier and happier you. Schedule your free consultation at northlandphysicalmedicine.com.
Dana Wright here for Dr. Tague in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Give Dr. Tague a call if you want to lose 10 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds or more. You know my girlfriend is down more than 50 pounds in just a handful of months since she walked in those doors for her free consultation. This is not a quick fix fad diet. If you've tried every other diet that you can think of, try medically managed weight loss with Dr. Tague. They focus on you, your body, your metabolism, your optimal health, your optimal weight. And what is the problem with you and dieting? Is it your metabolism, your thyroid? Maybe it's a vitamin deficiency. These are the questions that they ask. They will help you get to the bottom of your weight loss struggle. Your plan's going to be different than my plan. My plan would be different than Scott's because all of us are different in this struggle together, right? Give Dr. Tague a call for your free consultation. You'll be so glad you did. 913-814-8222. 913-814-8222 or TagueNutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the...
The gates of heaven must be open.
Oh, that sounds like Buddy Guy's voice right there. One of the greats.
Just walk by.
Only guy I ever saw blow B.B. King off stage.
Yep.
If you have not seen, we'll put it up on the KBZ Twitter and Facebook here in a minute. I hope Dan Weinbaum's listening out in the newsroom. Rod, have you seen this video of the guy from the Weather Channel who's holding on for dear life? The storm is raging across.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing the best I can out here. It's awful. It feels like pelts across my face. And these two guys just go strolling by in the background.
In the background, these two dudes go walking by.
So bad.
Dan and I were talking about that Friday.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny.
It's bad.
It's so funny.
I'm hoping. And the Weather Channel says... Now, wait a minute. He, in fairness to him, he was tired, had been up for 24 hours, and was on grass where the pedestrians walking behind him were on concrete.
I think it would be easier to stand on grass than it would be to walk on concrete.
They weren't leaning forward into the wind like he was.
It plays into every stereotype that I talked about last week.
It's bad.
Remember, Rod, I got into it about Al Roker and all these goofballs down there, and every weather person... they have to stand in the water as much as they can, and they exaggerate how bad.
You don't have to.
I'm not saying that Hurricane Florence was not a big deal. It is a big deal. Okay.
But on that first day when the bands of rain first arrived,
sure.
I don't think it needed to be hanging onto a pole and screaming when the two men in the background going to their car are just walking to their car like it's a spring day.
Just report it. Just report the damn news.
Okay, so when Chris and I watch hurricane coverage a couple times in our cabin because of the time difference, he always on his phone pulls up the local affiliates. That's where it's at. You don't want to watch CNN. When there's a local disaster going on, sure. Always find the affiliates. And so Chris is tuning in, and this guy's stretching because nothing's happening yet, really. It was the most awkward reporter-anchor exchange, bless his heart, I have ever seen in, 17 years I did television. They bring this guy out, and he's out there covering the storm. And he goes off on this tangent, Scott, about his social anxiety. It was so awkward because he was like,
social anxiety.
Well, you know, Pam, and I haven't shared this. I haven't shared this on the air with our viewers, but you know, Pam, that I suffer from social anxiety.
Oh, God.
And Chris and I both go, that's what we said. Oh, God. And he goes, and it's been rough. It's been tough for me to be out here, to be away from my family.
Oh, God.
And he goes, and the only thing I have out here with me, and it's going to sound corny, but I brought my Nana's blanket.
You're lying.
I swear.
Now you're lying.
To Moses in a hurricane. I looked at Chris. He texted all of this to Laura. And I said, do not ever say anything that awkward that has, by the way, nothing to do with the hurricane. I'm sure he has social anxiety. What does that have to do with Florence as people are losing their homes?
Nana's blanket is important to him.
He goes, and you know, Pam, when I
we're talking about that goofball on the Weather Channel with the two guys that stroll right by in the background. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so bad.
Kara, this reporter, I'll try to find it. He goes, I call my girls at night, and they're wondering how their daddy's doing.
Look it up, and I'll play it when we get
back. I don't
back.
Know that we'll be able to find it. We watched it
live. It's
got to
be on YouTube. It's got to be on YouTube.
Started talking about his personal problems and his Nana's blanket.
No. Your job in the next few minutes is to look it up, and my job is to play it when we get back. Newsroom Kara Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ. A couple of Kansas City police officers have had their commendations revoked. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, and if you're a fan of Samsung Electronics, and I have some fantastic news for you. September is Samsung Month at Nebraska Furniture Mart. You don't want to miss these exclusive deals. Head over to the Mart and explore their huge selection. There's something Samsung for everyone's budget. Incredible prices on Samsung TVs. They're all on sale. Plus, take $50 off installation with a $279 minimum installation purchase. The Mart is also giving out reward cards with select Samsung TV models. Receive free delivery and basic setup on TVs 50 inches or larger. You'll even save 15% on select Samsung TV models when purchased on your NFM account. Plus, take advantage of 36-month financing on qualifying Samsung TV purchases $997 or more. See the store for details. You just can't afford to miss Samsung Month at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.